morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Maud Myron.
Good morning.
Morning, Bernadotte.
Good morning.
Good morning, Benson.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on, and good morning to you.
I'm happy to see he can't sing. He can't
This is the spot for him. He can't sing either.
Oh, how are you, Steve Cannon?
I'm marvelous. It's great to be here.
First time you've spoken on CCO radio?
This is the first time, right?
This has come kind of a landmark.
It is, yeah.
This is a milestone in your career. I don't know what it means.
A milestone in a checkered career?
Yeah. Steve Cannon joining our CCO radio staff, and we're introducing him here on the Top of the Morning Show. We thought this is the place to do it. Each morning we sing this song, Steve. I know that much of the time that you've been working at the same time, so you haven't had an opportunity to hear us, and we know what you've been missing.
Yeah, I know. I've been missing. Yes.
You took a few days off in between.
Right, yeah.
You know the definition of an off day?
No.
That's a day after a day off.
That's about right. And this is going to be a clear day.
On a clear day, rise and look around you.
It's 12 minutes past 6. CCO temperature is right there. 36 degrees, 36. We're out in the other studio so we have more microphones because we have Steve Cannon with us. And I like this studio, but I'm in a way a little uncomfortable. We aren't quite as intimate as Studio 5, are we, Maynard?
No, and I never bring any girls in here anyway.
No, right. Huh? Say, one of your friends called Steve and he said break a leg.
Break a leg, that's an old university theater.
Right.
Tradition, right?
We should find
That's
out...
good luck.
Right.
In good, the theater, yeah.
Yeah, good luck until you actually do break a leg.
Right. Tennis fall fast. Over a microphone.
We should find out a little bit about Steve Cannon. I know most everyone has either heard you or heard of you, Steve. You mentioned university theater. Those were the days, not too long ago.
You can say it was not too long ago, but you and I were there at the same time. For me, it seems, I get over on that campus and I look at it and I figure I've never been there before. You get that feeling?
Yes, it changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Changed a little bit. Maynard was there at the same time. Maynard was in the St. Paul campus.
I was a member of the Punchinello Players. Have you heard of the Punchinello Players? We put on plays on the St. Paul campus at the university.
Yeah.
And you had KUOM at the university?
Yes.
That's on the St. Paul campus.
We had studios at KOM on the farm campus, and I was doing the farm programs for the university for a number of years. There are quite a number of us around here, incidentally, who got their training at the university.
Ray Christensen, I know.
Jurgen Nash, Roger and I. Who else?
Oh, we can go around to people like Dave Moore.
Yeah,
quite a flock of them around.
Training ground.
A lot of guys working behind the scenes you normally don't hear of.
I had one part working behind the scenes at the Punchinello Players.
Well, we won't talk about that, Maynard. That's...
No? I was supposed to pull the curtains.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't know my assignment. And he said, run up the curtain. I said, what do you think I am, a squirrel?
What's this? What's this? Hot. Thank you there. That's, have you met Steve Cannon? One of our
Hugh Strong.
Newsman,
Hugh Strong. Yeah, I met him. Yeah.
He's Steve just meeting all the others who work here at CCO Radio. Jim Erickson in there. He's one of our finest engineers.
Jim, I've seen out the baseball games, the Twin games, right?
Yeah. He's one of our finest engineers, which really isn't saying a heck of a lot. I have 26 degrees at Bismarck and cloudy, 39 at Alexandria, 32 at Huron, 31 at Aberdeen, 32 at Redwood Falls, 37 in fog at Rochester, 27 fog Sioux Falls, International Falls fog, and 37. Say, Steve, after the university, then what happened?
My first job was a fantastic job. It was Mason City, Iowa.
Listen, that's not bad.
And Masons make good money, too.
Yes, right. I was pretty good with a trowel. You know, did a lot of tuck pointing in and around Mason City. Well, that job lasted 3 weeks.
I suppose they figure you're solid as a brick in Mason.
Solid as a brick, right, Maynard?
That job lasted 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
You didn't get fired as often as Charlie Boone did.
I don't know. For a while there, I had a record going.
Oh, he had a string going there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got fired after 3 weeks. It depends on who you asked. Is it whom? Whom you asked?
No, I don't know. That's a long time ago.
I gotta class up my English now.
I've been trying to tell you. You go the other way now.
You go the other way now.
Yeah, we talk like people here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Then I can talk like my normal self. Okay.
Right, right.
It depends on whom you ask, the manager or myself, whether I get fired or quit, because we said it almost instantaneously. I quit, you're fired. It's one of those things, right? But then I figured, since, you know, I'd worked my first job for 3 weeks in radio, that I was ready for the big time. So I went to New York. That figured, didn't it?
New York?
Yes.
New York.
Make the big jump.
And I was there about 3 months and didn't work. They didn't realize, you know.
They didn't understand you.
They didn't understand my university background.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So then I went to Stillwater.
Well, see, there we are. All went there.
Right.
Right.
WSHB.
Now, how'd that last? How long did that last?
That lasted a couple of months, and then
I remember them out of Stillwater saying, "I'll never forget Steve Cannon on Tavern Time."
That, you know, yeah, right. I started that show down there.
Tavern Time, yeah.
Yeah, we had a big sale. I was a combination announcer, salesman, and engineer there. Did you have those three titles going for you when you were there?
Oh, and a few more.
Yeah. We all had to come up with a show. We had a big sales meeting, and everybody had to come up with a show. So somewhere in my Eveleth Iron Range background, taverns figured in, you know, large. So we started this program. Do you remember it?
Right. Well, listen, Jim McLaughlin kept it going many years after.
Yeah. What we'd do is we'd line up all these bars that came on the air with us, and then we'd call them on Saturday afternoon and ask them a sports question.
I see.
And say there was a dollar in the pot to start, and we'd call a certain bar in Stillwater, and if they didn't know the sports question, then they had to add a dollar to the pot, right? Doesn't this all
right,
work?
Yeah.
Then you called the next one. And it went on all Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That was kind of fun.
What was your theme song? Drink to Me Only?
Yeah. Good.
So then after Stillwater.
Hey, one funny story in Stillwater. Got to tell you how I got fired there. The manager, we had a game to sell, Hastings and Stillwater football game. And I wasn't a star salesman, but I went up to Hastings about 9 o'clock in the morning. I got lucky. I sold it the first guy I came into. So I was tired, so I went out and I parked out by the Hastings Bridge, and I took a little nap. Well, I napped for about 4 hours, and I had an old Ford, 39 Ford, and had the mohair cushions. Remember that? Bring this up because, I laid down on the seat. And then I aroused myself, and I went back to station about 1 o'clock, and I came in, and I was real happy after lunch because I'd sold a game, you know. He said, "What happened up in Hastings?" I said, "I sold the game." He said, "That's terrific." He said, "What'd you do the rest of the time?" I said, "What do you mean the rest of the time?" I said, "I've been seeing other accounts." He said, "Go look at yourself in the mirror." So I went in the bathroom, and I looked, and I had sleep marks all down the side of my face with a mohair cushion, you know. And I came back, and he said, "You still want to say that you were working the rest of the time?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, I know you're through." You know,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. So from Stillwater, where'd I go? I went back to school, I think. I figured it was time to go back to the university.
Listen, we all go to the university.
Take it back to the drawing board, eh?
Yeah.
Take it back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Let me do a thing here.
Okay. All right.
21 minutes past 6 o'clock and 36 degrees.
What's it going up to today, Rod?
52.
That'll be beautiful.
Let's see. We've followed your career to the university.
Back at the university.
Back at the university. Then you went
back at the university. Then I went to work for, I decided that radio
and I weren't compatible. Mainly because I needed a job, and I couldn't get one. So I went to work for a brewery.
A brewery?
A brewery here in the Twin Cities that shall remain nameless. And I went to work on a line there, casing in. Those days, they didn't have automatic casing, you know.
Yeah.
Put the beer in the bottles and bottles into the cases. I worked at that job for a while, and then I got a big break. I got a job up in Duluth at KDAL.
Ah.
And that was fun.
Yeah, that's a good station.
Yeah, real good. And I even did a play up there, Raj.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the Duluth Playhouse. Do you remember The Happy Time?
Yes.
The thing about the Canadian family?
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
They made it into a movie with Louis Jordan.
Yeah.
And that was kicks. And then from Duluth, I went to Milwaukee. Worked down there for a while. And from Milwaukee up to the Twin Cities.
You're following all the places that make beer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was my training. It was my training at the Minneapolis Brewery. Down in Milwaukee. Actually, I was kidding. I got to tell it. I didn't go down there to work in radio. I went down to work for Schlitz, right?
Yeah. We'll be following more of Steve Cannon's career as we introduce Steve Cannon, new member of the WCCO radio staff, on the morning show, Top of the Morning, here on CCO Radio. It's 22 minutes past 6. Oh, happy day. Boy, it'll be a happy day with this weather, Maynard.
Yes, it will.
Say, one of the things that we'll continue Steve Cannon's career, but Steve, I know, as so many who went to university back in those days, we were all interested in doing voices. I don't think any of us could stand our own. I guess that was the reason for it, including Steve Cannon. And Steve's career has been spiced with that kind of activity. And a little bit later, Steve, we'll have one of your characters come in here, maybe report on the sports. I know they probably want to know about the Vikings yesterday and things like that. And I know, isn't Morgan Mundane one of your friends?
Morgan Mundane, right. Executive sports editor of the Congressional Record. He's a former All-American at the Electoral College.
That was a great school.
Terrific school. Yeah, he played way back there.
Yeah. So we'll hear from Morgan Mundane a little bit later, and we'll have the news in just a moment. 31 minutes past 7, 35 degrees. Nothing worse than a few guys who've been at the university reminiscing. They're the worst kind. Now, Howard is mentioning... you worked with Chuck Nolte, Howard? Now, Chuck Nolte went on Broadway with, remember, Steve, with Billy Budd?
Yeah, Billy Budd, right.
Yeah. And Chuck's sister, what was her name? She was in music at the university. I took a class in music appreciation from her. And I really did learn to appreciate music from that gal. That was at the time that Chuck was on Broadway. This is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis-St. Paul 830. And they were Dean Nolte's kids, right? Yeah. I tell you. And Maynard talks about the old days of the university. How can that big giant mean so much to so many people? You know, you look back on it like your heart goes pitter-patter, and you think, how can that be?
The best time I ever had in my life.
Yeah, me too.
You know that? Yeah. Really?
I got to admit it. Those were great days. Didn't learn anything.
I love classes like advanced acting, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no preparation, right?
Right, just
stuff
get up
like
there
that.
And have
yeah.
a run.
Yeah.
This, if you've taken acting classes at the university, you know about this. But I remember one of the things they had to find out in the acting classes was if you were inhibited.
Right.
And so the first acting class, beginning acting, I think the first day they were there, they said, okay, all of you are in kindergarten. I'm the kindergarten instructor. All of you are in kindergarten. And so we all run around acting crazy. Well, you know, if you're inhibited, you aren't going to be an actor. And they find out who's inhibited and who's not. Then I think the next day, the next class, they had us all acting like old people.
Well, then there was, you act like you had to be an inanimate object, remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Moulton, I remember, was the professor. He looked younger than I did.
Right.
And I was a student. And I got in there, and he was on the stage there, remember, in Scott Hall down below, whatever, the green room.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, why is that other student sitting on the on the stage there? Yet he was the instructor. But then he said, "Now you're a chair,
you're
a bathtub, and you know, and act that way." And you're right; it broke down the inhibition.
Right.
Right.
And you always found after those first two or three classes, a few people canceling out.
Yeah.
And that's what they were designed to do. And from then on, you went on with the acting classes. They were great. 26 minutes before 7 o'clock and 35 degrees, and I think the professor and Lilligren are going to come along in a minute. This is the Top of the Morning Show on CCO Radio, and all your favorites are here, all your good neighbors. Maynard Space and Chuck Lilligren and all those, and today Steve Cannon.
And Rod Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my hero.
Your hero?
Paul Giel. Giel walked in and I...
Great All-American.
Yeah, right.
Brings back some wonderful memories.
You know, you notice the way he shakes hands like he throws a forward pass. Wobbly. Remember?
Hands are sort of... Old crazy legs.
Yeah. Old crazy head.
Hey, if you were with us earlier, we were introducing Steve Cannon to our CCO Radio audience. We know most of you have either heard him or heard of him. And we're following his career, and it was going around various parts of the country, New York, Milwaukee, Duluth, University, back to university, and Where was our last stop?
We were back at the university, were we, Maynard?
No, yep. I thought you'd come back to the Twin Cities after being in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, right. And then I assumed one of the greater roles in embryonic television when I was Wrangler Steve, the Scourge of the Sagebrush.
You know, all the greats have done kids shows,
uh-huh.
including Steve.
That's
Campbell.
No kidding either.
Just think, think of all the guys who have done kids' shows. Dave Moore did a kids' show.
Did he really?
Sure. What was the name of it? He was also a cowboy.
I didn't know that.
Kids, and more kids, wasn't it?
Huh?
Kids, and more kids. That's what he called it.
And you did a kids' show. I'm trying to think. Chuck Lilligren. Chuck Lilligren at Duluth played Chief Charlie.
Chief Charlie.
With a teepee and everything, yeah.
And
so you were Wrangler Steve.
Wrangler Steve, yeah. That was a show and a half. We had 2 hours, I could tell you about that.
Yeah.
Okay, from Wrangler Steve then, I decided to make my break for stardom, right? And without much ado about anything, I went out to Hollywood. And I was out there for about a year, and asked me where I worked.
Where'd you work?
I didn't work. I didn't work a day. Trying to make it in movies and...
Gee, and all your friends out there from the university days, Jack Smite, the great producer, and Jim Arness and Peter Graves. And...
You know, I never knew those fellows, though, Rush. They were a little before me. I remember Pete Graves in a class I had, I think it was advanced acting, he used to neck with his girlfriend, who's now his wife. Which was kind of exciting. It was better in the class. Mm-hmm. They'd neck in the class. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they were practicing for Hollywood.
Right.
You know, they're still that way, too.
I practiced, but I never went out there.
Well,
guess I was a bad actor.
Okay, and then Hollywood?
You know, they're having a class reunion, my high school class, and I got the letter out when I was out in Hollywood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they said something about you're doing so well now. You know, working in Hollywood and everything, could you come back and be the master of ceremonies at our class reunion at old EHS, Evelyn High School? I never told this before, it was true. And I wasn't working. I had absolutely no visible income. I was living off of friends, you know, borrowing money. But I had gone out, my agent, and I use that term loosely, a fellow named Ralph Rogers, sent me out on a call for a picture called A Tender Trap with Frank Sinatra. Just a bit part, which I didn't get. But I swiped some MGM stationery when I was there, and a letter and envelope. And then I had a girlfriend who had an electric typewriter, and I had her type up a letter on this MGM stationery. Dear classmates, due to the press of business here in Hollywood, many engagements, I'll be unable to be with you in person, but you know, my heart goes with you and so forth. And signed Steve Cannon, you know, with the MGM stationery.
That's beautiful.
Refresh.
Yeah, I always think that it's right, Steve Cannon. I've always felt you should be on the CCO radio staff because there's been an area that we think has been neglected. Maynard is from the great North Woods around Meadowlands. I come from...
He's been there.
Yes, I know. I come from the great flatland, the farming prairie in Minnesota. Chuck Lilligren has been in the North. He's been in Wisconsin. Jurgen Nash hung around Faribault for quite a while, southern Minnesota. And we have city types like Viking and others who grew up in the Twin Cities, but we never have really been in the heart of the Iron Range. So you represent that area.
Yes. That's a great... I thought you were going to ask me a question, but a yes is a great answer. Okay, Rod.
But Evel, that is your hometown.
I can just hear somebody tuning in. Hey, we tuned in to hear Cannon on CCO this morning. What do you say? Yes.
Yeah, but you said it so well. We'll have the weather here in just a moment.
Well, Steve, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mater. I'll be with Howard a little later on, after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, throughout this week, we'll be hearing Steve on various programs here on CCO Radio. Huh? Tomorrow on the Boone Erickson Show. Huh?
Is that... Oh, great.
Gee, maybe we'll have a new Omar Perkins episode or something.
Hey. Great.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. Steve, nice to have you with.
Thank you.
It's Another Morning Without You by Liz Damon's Orient Express. Excuse me while I'm having my apple, will you please? Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Cannon.
Let's see.
You're on.
Am I on now?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Viking.
Steve, welcome to CCO Radio.
Thank you.
I heard you on with Charlie with Roger and Maynard this morning. And that theme song never sounded better.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's grand to be on hand.
You know, I thought it was going to be a long, you know, a long song and everything, because they told me to practice up and everything.
No, they keep just as short as possible. The listeners insist on it.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Roger said if I sang it good, I wouldn't be here any longer.
Yeah?
So I purposely flatted a couple of, although I can't really sing.
We're glad to have you with us.
Listen, I'm happy to be here.
We know that you had a very loyal following in past years. Where have you been? In Hibbing, in Eveleth, and in the Twin Cities here, and I was interested to hear of your career as a Hollywood actor.
That was a non-career.
Yeah.
That's what that was, Howard. I went out there with great expectations.
Did you really?
Yeah, mainly because of my youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I had the talent to be an actor, and I really didn't have any experience. I've done some high school plays and some university plays, but that was it. I never worked a day in acting.
Oh, yeah.
While I was out there.
Yeah.
It was a starvation diet.
I began to wonder for a while when I learned you were coming over here if maybe Jim Klobuchar hadn't sent you over here to spy on me.
Are you and he odd?
No, not at all. Some people like to think that.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a little friendly feud going, but similar to what you and Jim had. When did you first meet Jim Klobuchar?
I met Jim in high school when he was a light but speedy halfback for the Ely. What the heck is Ely's nickname? Well, anyhow, the Ely, whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
And I was at Eveleth at that time
with
the Golden Bears.
Uh-huh.
But I really didn't get to know Jim real well until he started writing for the newspaper here.
Oh, yes.
Of course, he's done real well.
Yeah, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, one of the best writers in the Northwest.
Did you see this thing he did the other day? Some woman who had this problem with a brand new car, and we won't mention where she had it,
Yeah.
That was so, you know.
Happens to all of us.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Right.
I was thinking about that because you mentioned going out to Hollywood that time.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a new car. This is really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
To go out without a job and look for one. That's how confident I was.
Yeah.
I was going to make it out there. And it was a convertible.
Uh-huh.
I got us from here to Ames, Iowa, and a gas tank was leaking.
No.
Had to stop in Ames. They had to pull the whole tank, you know, and then they welded.
Sure.
Got to Shamrock, Texas. And I remember these things because it was the luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Shamrock, Texas, the radiator was leaking. They had to take the whole radiator off and weld it. That took about a day and a half.
Yeah.
And this was in a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing but problems with that car. Brand new.
Okay. So you finally got to Hollywood then with this convertible.
Yeah.
Did the roof leak? Did it go up and down?
The roof, yeah, it leaked a little bit, but all convertibles in those days leaked. But the roof went up and down. You know, it was a nice car, but it was $85 a month payments.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working.
Yeah. Oh, geez. And then you worked in Duluth at KDAL for a while.
Right.
I was up there for 6 months.
Were you at KDAL or EBC?
WEBC.
Right.
That was 6 months that I'll never forget. Nice people up there, but I didn't care for that winter. Oh, geez. From November through April, I worked there.
When that wind comes off of the lake on the Superior Street
right.
in Duluth, there's nothing like it.
And let's see. You were at the University Station for a while. I was there when it was WLB.
Well, that's what you were mentioning earlier.
And then after the war, came back there when it was KUOM. And Mr. Burton Palu. Is that how you pronounce his name? I forget.
Yeah, Burton Pollard, yeah.
He was there. Well, it's 13 till 9. Twin City temperature 33 degrees. The high today about 52. The wind is southwest at 3 miles an hour. What kind of music you like, Steve?
Well, I like a variety of music.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the new things that are coming down the pike now. And
I know when I'd hear you occasionally, you'd hear some Sinatra, then some new stuff like the Orient Express and new groups.
Right. Sinatra used to be my all-time favorite. I don't think he sings as good as he used to, though.
No.
Do you?
No. You hear so many rumors that he has cancer of the throat, and then it's denied, and then the more rumors continue to pop up, and so you hope that's not the case. But... Well, we're glad to have you with us, I tell you. It's, you'll like working here. These engineers are something else. It's Jim Erickson there and Chuck Kunze. And...
I met them out at the Twins games. In the Twins rooms. We've had a bite together.
Yeah.
Right. There's Sid.
Oh, Sid Hartman.
Sid Hartman, old friend.
Sid, yeah. 11 minutes till 9. Twin City temperature's 33. You're going to be on throughout the day and now these next few days this week?
All right. Tomorrow I'm going to be with Boone and Erickson.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah. Rogers said they're going to do a soap opera tomorrow.
Are they?
That's what he said, yeah.
Maybe you can, they'll have Ma Gherkins there, I suppose. Maybe you can bring in, see if you can get a hold of Morgan Mundane and have him make an appearance.
Morgan was going to come in. Morgan's got an idea for the Viking offense, which has been faltering.
Uh-huh.
He'd like to have him kick on first down.
Very good.
Yeah, kick on first down, give them the ball, let the defense keep pushing him back,
right,
and let the defense score, right?
You're terrific, Steve.
Yeah.
9 minutes till nine. Let's have some music in the Viking Show. Wait for the Light to Shine, Steve, by the Nashville Brass. Steve Cannon with me this morning here for a while, and appearing with Boone and Erickson tomorrow on any later on this morning.
Right.
Are you on later on the day?
Oh,
here?
Today? No, I don't think so. I think that's tomorrow.
What time did you get up this morning? Of course, you've been getting up for years. Are you a morning man?
Right. I get going early, yeah. Uh-huh. I got up about 5 this morning. I turned Roger on, and he had a conversation. I thought maybe he was doing voices with a German fellow. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Who is this fellow now?
That's Eppart Onan. Eppart Onan. He's the man in charge of our operation and one on 9th Street, and he supervises all the maintenance work here, the equipment and everything of that nature.
Yeah. So that woke me up.
His German accent?
Yeah. I thought it was Roger doing a bit, you know.
No. Plan to see the fall plays at the Guthrie. They're great this year, aren't they?
Right.
Season.
You know, you don't realize the impact sometimes that these actors have on people, the Guthrie actors. I've got a brother who's in his early 30s. He teaches out at the University of Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
And he was eating at Becky's cafeteria one night. A lot of the Guthrie people eat there up on Hennepin Avenue.
Right.
And Robert Pastine was in the line ahead of him. Well, my brother Harold just flipped out, you know.
Yeah.
My goodness, that's Robert Pastine. You think he'd mind if I talked to you to him? I said, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
He'd love it.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
And he's been with the Guthrie ever since they came here. He's a fantastic actor.
Yes, he is.
My favorite show there, though, is the one about with the Hitler thing. Here we are.
Yeah, the Hitler thing.
The Berthold Brecht.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Somebody's got to help us.
We got the big charge out of
The Rise and Fall of Arturo Uri.
Uri, yes.
Uri, yeah.
Yeah. That was your favorite, huh?
That was. I thought that was fantastic.
I didn't know whether Taming of the Shrew or their version of Cyrano de Bergerac was my favorite last summer.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing those two back.
Right.
A lot of fun. 5 minutes till nine. Twin City temperature's 33. The high today, 52. Do you have a favorite female singer, vocalist?
Yeah, I like Vicky Carr. She's one of them, right.
Jane Morgan used to be one of my favorites.
I remember that. I remember you used to talk about her a lot.
Yeah, Jane.
Pretty girl.
And she was with me in the Arthur Godfrey show a couple of times. And then we had photograph time there before the broadcast, so Jane Morgan was there one day, and Virginia Graham, and Ed Ames. And we took some pictures. And Jane had a Pucci, beautiful dress on. It was cut down like this, you know, real. And she didn't know that Mary was sitting right there in the audience, right in front there, for the picture taking. So then when I introduced her, then she started posing a little differently.
The other Morgan I like, too, J.P.
J.P., yes.
Yeah, salty girl.
Yes, very salty, yeah. Well, Steve Cannon, got to have a break here now for CBS News and then some weather, more music in the Viking Show. Steve Cannon, I want to welcome you to our staff. You're going to enjoy it. The people here are the greatest. And by people, I mean the listeners. Oh, man, the audience is tremendous in size, and they just love everybody. So, good luck, Steve.
All right, Howard, thank you.
Well, especially with Boone and Erickson tomorrow.
Okay.
At 10:30?
10:30?
All right.